You're listening to a Dwell Community Church production. If you'd like to check out more resources, visit dwellcc.org.
What I want to talk about today is something that has really become clear to me over the last few years, and that is that God's not finished with us yet. And I'm basing this on Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in us will continue it up to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That's a pretty awesome statement when you think about it. So what is this good work that God has begun in us? And this is going to be participatory, so there's some things I want you to shout out. And this is a three-step process that God has started in us. And it all comes out as salvation, right? Right. Okay, so here we go. The first part of this step is that he began a good work in us, you know? God, our Creator, called us, and we responded, asking his forgiveness through his Son, Christ. And that's when the good work started. And what is this called? You can see it up there, if I can point it. Oops. Anyway, see that thing in the green? What is it called? Woohoo! Okay. So then, he continues it. Our walk is ongoing throughout our believing life. We're in this right now, and we're powered by the Holy Spirit. We're not done yet. And what are we in right now? Sanctification. Yeah. And most importantly, because God always finishes what he starts, he will complete it on our day of glory when we see Jesus Christ face to face. What is that going to be called? Glorification. Yeah. So the bottom line is, as long as we are drawing breath, God is sanctifying us. He's working on us. He's working with us to do his good will. Even when we're despairing and in ill health, I think oftentimes, especially when we're suffering, God uses us if we let him. Randy Alcorn tells a great story about Joni Erickson Tada. We all know who she is. Paralyzed as a young woman. That didn't stop her. She set about creating a great ministry for the disabled, still affects thousands of people today. Well, a couple of years ago, she was diagnosed with cancer. And Randy, being a good friend, called to commiserate. And here's what she told him. Oh, I'm so blessed. God is so good. For many years, he's given me a ministry for the disabled. And now, he's given me a ministry for those with cancer. Wow. I think Romans 8:28 probably describes her attitude the best. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. That's us, guys. So going back to Philippians 1:6, and I won't because that's way beyond my talents. Remember, we were told, being confident of this, that God begins a good work in us. Well, this is a covenant. This is a promise. We can be confident of this because God never breaks a promise. So this is all God's part. But we play a part too. And what is our part? Well, since you ask, there we go. Okay, since you ask, what's our part? It's just to show up, to participate. Salvation is already within each and every one of us. So let the Holy Spirit work with you to fulfill God's will. This is the good news, guys. When we asked for forgiveness and we stepped into Christ's mercy, we were sealed. Past, present, future. We are good to go. So we can just sit around and wait for glorification. Oh, we're still going to get there. But we are not going to be participating in God's call to be a part of this amazing plan He has for humanity. And when we do, we are going to feel so blessed by that activity. But we can't. There has to be some activity there for us. We have to do something. So let's take a look at what we do. And the first one is we have to grow. We have to get deep into the Word and grow in our walk with our faith. We've got to really know what we believe. And then ask. God's there. He's waiting around for it. But we have to ask Him, what is His will for me, for you, me personally? When we do this, then we will step out in faith. And God's blessings will rain down on you. You will feel such contentment, such an incredible sense of peace in this crazy world. Participation, though, can be scary, guys. Be careful what you ask for. What if He sends me to the mission field? Pack your bags, Kay, you're going to India, right? Oh, boy. What you have to remember is God never gives us more than we can do. And He empowers us with the Holy Spirit. I found this term the other day, and this is what I'm going to be using in the future. This is resurrection power. We've got this in us. We can do it. Now, in addition to growing and asking and walking, there's one other thing we need to do, especially at our age, and that is be flexible. Okay? Yeah, I hear you. God's will for us may not be the same throughout our entire believing life. Have any of you had to give up a ministry for one reason or another? Yeah. God knows where He needs us, and He knows what existing skills and spiritual gifts we have that He can use. So all we have to do is just keep asking and have faith and believe that what God's plan for us is the best, even though it may not look at it like it initially. Have that faith. You know, America today is the oldest society. See, I thought I did that so well. It's the oldest society in the history of the world because of our material comforts, our health care, our low birth rate. It's called the graying of America. That doesn't apply to any of us, right? We can laugh about getting old. In fact, we do. Bob Hope said, "You're old when you're old when the birthday candles cost more than the cake." And Agatha Christie, still one of my favorite authors, said that she married an archaeologist because the older I get, the more He's going to appreciate me. Love it. But getting old isn't always humorous. There can be worry and despair involved. It takes twice as long to do half as much. When did that happen? Yeah. We can start to get kind of stubborn, set in our ways, right? Not any of you, but yeah. And for me, just getting out of bed in the morning can sometimes be a life-threatening event, okay? It's always a surprise. So, retiring to Florida, just sitting in my lazy boy, or just saying, I don't feel like doing something today, can easily become this fallback position. But I'm here to tell you, it's not over yet. God is not finished with us. As long as we are alive, until our final breath, in fact, He has a purpose for us right here on earth. And He wants to use us for His glory. You know, God sees us past, present, and future. He knew us long before we knew Him. And He's orchestrated for each and every one of us a fulfilling life with Him, with lots of spiritual gifts involved. I know this, and I know you have seen this too. How many of you in your life have been able to look back and see how God's hand has put you where you are and what you're doing today? You know, I didn't come to Christ until I was 50. And up until that time, I was a pretty wild child, oftentimes putting myself in harm's way, consistently disavowing God. Now I can look back on this and I can see God's hand, how He knew that I was going to be one of His children and how He protected me from many of these situations. How He waited patiently for me to come to my senses. Just think, I do, about when I get to heaven and I get to see this whole picture. It's going to be so cool. So, how do we know what is God's will for us? Or is it God's will even? Okay? And the first thing is pray. Pray, pray, pray. You know, let God help you get grounded in the center of His will. And read God's word. Now, this is coming from someone who probably will find any excuse not to read my Bible. But read God's word. You cannot go wrong consulting the scriptures. Look at your life and your circumstances through Christ's eyes. And when you start to do that, your circumstances are going to start working for you rather than against you. This last one, you can see half of it, but it says, go with your gut. Well, that one's kind of weird, right? Well, yeah, except for a believer, your gut is going to be these inner promptings from the Holy Spirit. That's that little Jiminy Cricket there. It's going to give you a sense of where God is leading you. Now, it may not initially be a feel-good feeling. Again, India. But long-term, it's going to become an at-peace feeling. That's if it's coming from God. 2 years ago, I would have never said that I was going to be living at Inniswood Retirement Village. But here I am. I've never been happier or more fulfilled. You know, the mind of man, and this is me, the mind of man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. So pray often, read the scripture, go with your gut. If you're still confused, seek input from your Christian brothers and sisters. They are grounded in the Word. They want what God wants for you. They're going to be objective. They're going to pray with you. And they're going to give you good input. You know, Randy Jones has been my go-to guy for many, many years. And he's never, ever, ever steered me wrong. Lastly, begin to take those steps of faith. That's the only way you're going to do it. And know that you may not have any idea where God is leading you, but you will know it is His will. When you start to take those steps of faith, you're going to start seeing things fall into place. Have you ever gotten this message, but it's not just from one source? It's from lots of different sources, and it just keeps coming at you, okay? That's God. That's God telling you, this is what I'm hoping you do. And you're going to start getting some deep-seated, God-given peace with this. And if you move ahead, you can move ahead despite the obstacles. Because God's going to be paving the way, and I've seen this. These obstacles just fall by the wayside. What often seems like a coincidence to me, I know, is divine providence. So at this point, you may be saying, okay, come on. I have trouble getting around. My health isn't great. I quit driving. Well, I'm not letting any of you off that easy. Think about a group of slaves rescued from Egypt, slogging through the desert, being provided for all the way by God. But for 40 years, they walked because they were told that God was leading them to the promised land. It was going to be a land of milk and honey where they were going to be protected by God and given all of God's blessings. Well, they got there. And what did they say? I'm not going in there. It's full of giants. They have fortified cities. Look, they've got weapons. We don't even know how to use a weapon, let alone make one. And, I think we're probably going to be outnumbered about 10 to 1 here. Okay? So what happened? They were doomed to stay in the desert for another 40 years, dying there, never getting to the promised land, just because they refused to have faith and do God's will. On the other hand, let's think about some really old guys in the Bible who did do God's will. Abraham. You know, here was this wealthy man, very successful, living the good life, and he got the message to pack your tents and go wherever I tell you to go. He did it. Noah, he was told to build a boat. Yeah, I know, it's never rained and we don't even know what a flood is, but build the boat. And he did. Or there's poor Moses, who was slogging along in the desert with those complaining other people from Egypt. But he did it. None of them ever regretted it. Another more recent person comes to mind. How about Gary DeLashmit? Here is this retired elder from our church, good and faithful servant. And he got this feeling that he needed to develop a ministry for Dwell's elder members, pace setters. And he did. And what happened? The pandemic hit, right? Right when we're ready to roll this out, boom, that's it. But that didn't stop him. How many of you remember Gary standing out in the parking lot in the cold rain, the sleet, the wind, the snow? We're sitting in our cars and we're hearing this message that we so much needed to hear right then. He did it. So, hopefully I've convinced you. Let's talk about some ways that God can use you just as you are. And the first one is be an example of Christ's love. You know, all around you, I think especially as we get older, we're seeing more and more, we're being around more and more people who need love. You're sitting in a hospital waiting room. Now, I know that's never happened to any of you, but trust me. You're sitting in a hospital waiting room. There are lonely, frightened people all around you. You don't have to do much. Give them a smile, maybe a kind word. Let them know you're there. Or, certainly with all of us, we've encountered people who are ill, or for one reason or another, they're shut into their home. Call them. Go visit if you can. Listen to them. Pray with them. Or how about interceding in the lives of others through prayer? Hey, we can all do that, right? We may never know here on earth the power that our prayers have, but God knows. And I'm here to tell you guys, in our particular home church over the last 5 months, we have all been humbled by the answered prayers just within our home church. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God tells us to pray. He tells us to pray for those in need. And you know what? Even when you're sick, you can pray. How about being a mentor? And I see young folks here right now. Be a mentor, especially to the young. You know, we've got a lost generation out there right now. These kids need the Lord now more than ever before. What a powerful testimony you can give these kids. Tell them what God has done in your life. You know, they want this. They see you have it. They want to know where you got it. So talk with them. And lastly, begin to serve using the spiritual gifts you have. Now, some of you may not know what your spiritual gifts are at this point, or they may have changed and you're not sure what now. If you don't know, I suggest you ask one of your home church members. You would be surprised. They can nail it. They know exactly what your gifts are if they've seen them. The bottom line is, there is no retirement in the Bible, okay? There is no retirement from the work of God. Until he calls us home, he does want to work through us. He wants to work in us. Whatever, guys, whatever opportunity God gives you, use it. Use it for his glory. Don't focus on what you can do or can't do. Focus on what you can do. And you know what? I look around at all of you, and there's such talent out here. And I know you can do it. We still have so, so much to give. We're not done yet. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. Another one of God's promises, and that is what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined. God has prepared those who love him, and that's what he's prepared for us right now at this stage in our life. Well, let's go ahead and pray then. And I'm really anxious to hear you guys sing. This is so cool. This is like biblical. You know, we're here, we're praising God, we're talking about his word. We have incredible music from Christian brothers and sisters, and then we're going to eat good food and enjoy this weather. Could this be any better? This is a piece of heaven, man. This is really cool. Yeah. So, Lord, I just thank you so much for the amazing blessings you continue to give us. Help us all to be aware of where you are calling us and what we need to do. It may be just as simple as to say hello to someone that we've never seen before, and we don't know if they're searching or hurting, but you do. So just let us be aware of this. If we don't know what our gifts are, help us to identify them, and then help us to use them mightily. And we lift all these prayers up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. This has been a Dwell Community Church production.